Good morning, Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, it's James Roberts here from IDW, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron, because you've got too much time on your hands.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott. Am I a happy boy? Kind of, sort of. I'm still glassless. I was supposed to get my stitches out Monday, but apparently I'm not healing quick enough because I'm demon possessed, and I don't get the stitches out this week. So fingers crossed, next Wednesday, the stitches out. Because these little bastards are starting to hurt. And I guess probably, I mean, if they don't come out Wednesday, I may unalive myself. I can't do that. I mean, I really want to, and I probably should, but titanium skull.
Yeah.
God doesn't give with both hands.
There's always the wood chipper option.
There is the wood chipper option. Holson 85 says, first again, Duanis Perez said, you cut your hair. Sure did. I got that military buzz cut with the mountain man beard going. That nodding approval of, that came from Thomas, bearded man himself. You can do what you want with the hair, baby. Don't touch the beard. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your beard length, boy?
A little bit over a foot.
Wow.
Ooh. Maybe a little longer than that.
Very good. Very good. Xavier, a good buddy Xavier from California, really suffers for the beard. That's a warm weather climate, and that beard's got to get real itchy. How long is your beard, boy?
I shaved about a month back, so I am at a stubby half inch right now.
Hey, half inch is good. Half inch is good. And all the way from Alabama, or some hillbilly state that begins with an A, I think I got it right. I'm going to say Alabama. It's Kyle. Kyle, tell us about your beard.
I love how you, like, don't even know if I'm from Alabama or not.
Yeah. Are you?
I am. Yes.
I like how you don't know if I'm there or not. You were right.
Dude. I don't measure my beard. I'm too busy wondering what the fuck we're in anymore. Is it a simulation? Is it a sitcom? Is it a fucking war drama? I don't know anymore.
Well, if the apparent render distance of the universe is actually a thing, yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Everybody's going like, oh, we're in a simulation. And I agree. We probably are in some sort of simulation. However, everybody is thinking like it's some sort of weird computer simulation. And, you know, it's like, oh, there's aliens or future humans and stuff like that. By the way, I do apologize for the Alabama thing, but right now I'm on codeine. And that shit hits different, baby. Stuff has given me like Willy Wonka flexibility. But
you mean you walk with the cane, and then when you reach the gates of your massive house complex where the children are waiting outside to take tours, you do a barrel roll and pop right back up.
Not children, it's addicts and prostitutes, but essentially, yes.
I can somewhat justify the argument for a computer-like simulation, though.
Here's what I think it is. If we are in a universe. And guys, we'll start talking about Transformers here in just a second. But if we are in a universe that is infinite, and thus then a universe of infinite possibilities, somewhere out there, just the right chemicals are coming together to form a consciousness. And that consciousness It may only exist for a microsecond, but it is coming together, formed in such a way that it believes it has a future. It believes it has a past. It may have memories of like growing up, being a kid. It has hopes and dreams and wants. It thinks it exists. It has memories. Let's say the consciousness is me. It has memories of getting married and then divorced and married and then divorced and then trying to fight for his kids and going up in front of a judge going like, come on, judge, give me a chance. I'm a good father when I'm really not. I mean, my kid knew what Red Bull tasted like and he was 6 months old.
That sounds vaguely familiar. That actually happened to somebody.
But here's the thing. I may think all that stuff happened, but it's only because the chemicals have come together in such a way to give me those memories. Then I'm going to blip out of existence any second. I think that may be the simulation we're in.
Possibly.
I just blew your fucking mind, didn't I? Doesn't matter. You don't exist. You're just shit that I've thought up.
Like are you familiar with wave function collapse and quantum uncertainty?
Baby, I am all up on that shit. The hypothesis of multi worlds and so, function is a particle and a wave and it doesn't matter. Right. Yeah, baby. But fucking wave all the way to the alternate dimensions, bitch.
But the weird thing about that though is like, okay, so what that seems to imply is that whenever things are not being viewed or whenever they're not anywhere near a detector, it's not that they don't exist or they do exist. They just sort of they exist in every conceivable state possible until you look at them.
But what if it's me right? that's doing it? What if it's me?
Yeah. Here's the weird thing about that. That is exactly the way a computer conserves memory like with using render distances in a game engine. That's exactly the same way it works.
The zip file of reality.
So we have to point out at this point that Thomas's wrist is shattered beyond belief. It's not coming back, and he's heavily medicated on codeine.
So, as a Scot.
Yeah. Oh my God. Codeine's great. It's fantastic.
I never took anything from my wrist.
It's pure evil, and I love it.
It's great. It is fucking great. Let me tell you about something else that's great. I am going to tell you about a wonderful, wonderful man named Paul. And Paul had Sir Toys. But Sir Toys ain't around anymore because good things don't last in the simulation. But now Paul has the next best thing, Toy.Run. And here's the thing. Toy.Run, it's like Twitter, except an idiot doesn't run it. It's Paul, a genius. And I got to tell you a story about Paul. And Paul posted this image of this kid's military summer camp that uses the Decepticon insignia. Right? Number one.
Oh, so is this like some kind of like Chinese
military? Yeah, Chinese military camp. That kid's in a fucking... Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you think their uniforms are those cosplay props that they do on like America's Got Talent where the dude's just like, look at me, I can transform into Bumblebee.
Paul's amazing. Let me tell you a story about Paul. In the mystical land of Toylandia, where the rivers flow like rainbow colored ink and the clouds are made out of cotton candy, there lived a man named Paul. Paul was not your ordinary toy seller. He was a visionary with a heart as big as Santa's workshop and a knack for bringing toys to life. By day, he searched and crafted knockoff toys with a twinkle in his eye. But by night, Paul dreamed of something greater. One moonlit evening, as Paul was putting the finishing touches on his latest creation, a child appeared before him, offering him a gift beyond his wildest dream, an army of children. Each imbued, that's right, a child army. That's with a gleam on his eye and a smile on his face, much like the one you see in the picture. Paul accepted the child's gift and set about training his newfound army. Day and night, night and day, he drilled into them the art of toy combat, teaching them to wield their tiny weapons with skill and precision. As the days passed, Paul's child army grew stronger and more formidable, their ranks swelling with each new recruit. Together, they patrolled the streets of China, keeping watch over the land and protecting it from the forces of darkness that lurked in the shadows. But their greatest challenge was yet to come. Deep in the heart of Toylandia, a dark sorcerer known as the Toymaster was plotting to unleash chaos upon the land, threatening to plunge it into eternal darkness. Determined to stop the Toymaster and save Toylandia and China from destruction, Paul and his child army of soldiers embarked on a perilous quest to confront the sorcerer and put an end to his wicked schemes. With bravery in their heart and toys in their hands, they faced off against the Toymaster in a battle that shook China to its core. But in the end, it was Paul's child army of soldiers that emerged victorious, driving the sorcerer from the land and restoring peace and harmony to Toylandia once more. From that day forward, Paul and his army of child soldiers were hailed as heroes, their names whispered in awe and reverence throughout the land. Kony, and though their adventures were far from over, they knew as long as they stood together, nothing could ever threaten the safety and security of Toylandia again. Go to Toy Talk, Ron. Did we get kicked off YouTube yet?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm watching a Russian motorbike jump across ditches.
That's fun.
Who knows?
Crossbones Koopa says, hello, Fruit Cups. It's Professor X Mort. Holson85 says, if we create a proper AI, that AI might not be able to figure out if it's aware of the real world or in a simulation. Neat concept I heard somewhere. Giga Twin says, Dewanis, call the beast. Scott is breaking out of the simulation. Dewanis Perez says, we are all immortal until proven otherwise. Crossbones Koopa says, the Earth's bees will raise me from the dead to live again to buy Transformers. Holson85 says something I'm not going to say. That's pretty fucking impressive, Holson. And Dewana said, did you guys see scientists found an ocean under the Earth's surface? What they don't know, it's not water. It's honey. Oh, my God. There's not a lot of news stories. There's really only three news stories. But there's a lot packed into those stories. We had the Shizuka Hobby Show 2024. We got some new reveals from Tomy and Takara and what have you. And it is just astounding. We got some pictures of a 40th anniversary Bumblebee that looks decent, but it's just another goddamn yellow robot.
Yellow Menace returns.
This is the Bingo Sports Transformer. Now, this is a full-size car, but they are going to make a figure of this. Check this shit out. It is a heavily retooled movie Crosshairs repaint into Optimus.
Is this
Eternity
Returns or some shit?
I have no fucking clue. This was not on my bingo card.
Yeah, this reminds me so much of Alternity, where like everyone has to be a car now. They did actually some weird stuff where it's just like everyone also had to have a pair of swords. It was like,
now I got a question about that though. Why use the worst conceivable looking mold?
What are you talking about?
This is it's that Crosshairs mold where he tried to look like he had a. They tried to make him look like he had a trench coat. That looked atrocious.
It's the only one I kept, so...
me thinks it's just because the body type of the Domino car fits the Crosshairs mold the closest.
I was going to say, this sure as fuck doesn't look like Revenge of the Fallen Leader Class Megatron. It's definitely not the worst mold out there. My tiny arm. No one remembers that. That figure had a tiny fucking arm.
No, I remember. Yep.
What the fuck were they thinking?
I know. He kind of looks like, what was that thing that, I guess, remember that episode of Family Guy where he was stuck on the little train and all the blood rushed to one side of his body?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. It's like 50% of the mass of his body was in one arm, and then the rest, and then his other arm was just shrunken and tiny.
Why the fuck did I even buy that toy? Why did I keep that toy? Is a better question.
You, because wasn't that the one that was, no, that was Revenge of the Fallen. I'm thinking Age of Extinction or Dark of the Moon that had the badass hunting rifle. It was big game hunting Megatron. That was the good one.
Yeah, but you didn't even get, like, with the Dark of the Moon release, you had to wait until Studio Series. Dark of the Moon release, you didn't even get the hunting rifle. You had to wait until the next movie. And then Rust Optimus, Opti-Rust Prime, he had Megatron's rifle.
That was the stealth one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a cool figure. I like that one.
Covert.
Just have it in the movie, so what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I bought the knockoff. I have so many toys from those last two movies that aren't the actual toys that I just bought the knockoff from. Like,
oh, dude. Yeah. You had to have authentic Megatron as the black stealth bomber. You had to have had that one.
Yeah, I do. I do. I have that one.
I have to say that, yeah, Dark Souls Megatron, that's one of the coolest Bayformer Megatrons I've ever seen.
In Voyager and Leader Class, that's how fucking amazing it was.
I have both of them as well, because they're, like, both scales, both size classes are really, really excellent figures.
Those flames coming out of the Leader Class, the Cheetos of fucking doom, man.
The Cheetos of fucking Doom are amazing because you can insert them into the peg holes of Voyager class Dark Souls boss Megatron as clubs and wield them as flame clubs.
My favorite movie toy before Studio Series was that knockoff Titan class Grimlock from Age of Extinction. That was great.
What is the one that came with, like, the baby versions of the Dinobots? You remember that weird shit where they were in the movie for, like, all of 5 seconds?
What? Drift? Studio Series Red
Studio Series Drift?
Yeah.
Like an Entertainment Earth exclusive or something? This is like, hey, you like Drift? You like Babu versions of the Dinobots? You got them in one package.
Yeah, well, even was the point of that. Why have the baby Dinobots? Those baby Dinobots didn't do everything.
They showed up, as far as I know.
And then
Bay took a snort through the left nostril and said, "All right, time for Romeo and Juliet laws."
That's the wrong movie, dipshit.
Yeah.
Well, they all kind of blur in my head, too, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're all over 25.
Kyle, the fact that you can keep these movies separate in your own head is really fucking scary.
Yeah, I have to remember, because if nobody remembers, we'll make the same mistakes again.
Man, this codeine, it feels like there's bugs on me. God damn.
but that was a good point. It's like we're all over 25, so everything just kind of blurs together. It's all the same shit.
I should not have taken two. Fuck me.
What happened?
Two of the codeine tablets for my foot and the fucking diet Mountain Dew. The caffeine is starting to get to me. Caffeine and the codeine. Yeah, I never mix medicines that begin with C. I thought I was safe because Mountain Dew begins with an M. But no.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, last time I checked. Hold on, I'll grab the bottle. Yup. Oh, shit, no. Diet Mountain Dew. It begins with a D. Too close to C.
Motherfucker.
Fuck, man. Fucked up on a technicality.
It really did.
Moving away from this guy, you know, the Fuma Jamaica fudge
I'm just going to pose this question. What do you think the Bingo Sports version of Optimus is going to go for? Because it seems like it's going to be an exclusive.
It's like 35.
Like, is that a 50 spot?
35, 40, 45 bucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably 40.
Yeah.
Before imports.
Yeah. I'm not
buying it.
Same, man.
Like, what the fuck? Who is this for? What is it?
This is for completionists and the guys who work on Bingo Sports.
It's for the Chinese. Because that's their Optimus Prime.
But Bingo Sports is a Japanese.
Excuse me, Jesus.
I think the same people who would buy that are the same people who would have bought that, like, weird Optimus Prime themed pellet gun.
The people that would buy this are the people that bought the Optimus Prime camera.
Remember the pellet gun?
Pellet gun?
Oh, you're gonna have to tell him about that from that was on Sir Toys.
Oh no! We're talking legit now. Yes, there was an Optimus Prime gun, right? And it recently resurfaced, right? It did recently resurface. Unless you're talking about the weird combiner. There was Nerf darts that turned into robots that then also fucking combined. They made two sets of them. One robots, the other one dinosaurs. Holson named the dinosaur one Abominus, which is fucking genius. But
I'm talking about that red and blue like gun that was an actual pellet gun.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that. But no, I'm talking legit. Last year, I think it was, they made an Optimus that turned into a fucking camera. That's the people that would buy that are the people that would buy this.
Well, no shit, I have to buy it. I literally named my YouTube series The Completionist,
Completionist.
Before Jared Dragon Rider Khalil started stealing money from charity. I did it first.
Son of a bitch.
I stole money from charity.
Oh, yeah. So if you're on the bingo team, you're a fan. Bingo Sportus. And then they got this sexy Rodimus.
It looks like a Batmobile on Cybertron.
It looks like Rodimus is a Seeker.
Yeah.
Low slung, baby. This thing.
The wings. You got the fucking chest cockpit. The pelvic thrust. Yeah, the arm guns. This Seeker
Rodimus.
This thing
doesn't look real.
Yeah.
This to me, like, have any of you ever seen Tekkaman Blade?
Yep.
This looks like, what if Transformers were Tekkaman?
If they were truly Tekkaman, their shoulder pauldrons would pop open, revealing five crystal balls in each of them that would shoot lasers like he's Shin Godzilla.
I don't get that reference.
Volteca.
One of these days, I'm just going to start talking about Raideen the Brave and get you fuckers all confused.
I know what it is. I know what Raideen the Brave is. He's got a big-ass crossbow and turns into a board.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. Fucking second, Scott. He did it. Why don't you go more obscure? Ask your wife to educate you on Sailor Moon and then come back.
Oh, no, I can't say anything about that. I got some juicy Bahamas gossip.
About Sailor Moon?
Not Sailor Moon, but just stuff. That's just, I can't.
As I was trying to say.
I'm drunk.
From what?
On codeine.
From what I read, this is apparently. In your voice tree. This is apparently the Flame Toys design.
Oh yeah.
That they have turned into a actual Transformer. I hope they keep doing that so eventually we'll get a Stealth Bomber Megatron out of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd like to see that.
Rodimus looks like he stole Devastator's wing, like chest wing, and slapped it on the back of his car.
No fucking shit. Like, this is mine now.
Yeah.
This also kind of looks like what, like, this is like what, I don't know, a Gundam would look like if it tried to be a car.
I mean, honestly, I think the Tekkaman comparison was the most spot on. Yeah. The fucking anime on that thing.
But look at the.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just remember the Tekkaman anime actually got broadcasted on kids' TV here a couple of years ago, and I was just like,
really?
"This is it was heavily edited. Like we're talking,
it'd have to be.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of the Deadpool 2 movie when it was re-released as Once Upon a Time Deadpool, the PG-13 cut. It was that type of chopped up. It was so fucking weird.
Oh. With all the violence and fratricide and
the
crazy
Deadpool
stuff.
Funny.
Yeah, that's true." Going over to the comments quick before we move on to the next little bit. Dewana says, Car Optimus looks like a rejected Hot Wheels design. Agreed. Giga Twin says, I like the car, but would have preferred something else as a robot mode. Now MMC is apparently making a drift that turns into the car from the anime Initial D. That's creative. Hey, Holson, with all the crossover toys we've been getting, how long till we get a 40K-themed Transformer? Games Workshop will never let that shit go. Crossbones says, someone just challenged me on why I stand with Professor X. Seems even in cartoons, someone gets butt hurt on who you like and support. Should I break out? I'm 41 years old and don't challenge me. I'm 50. I challenge you. Holson says, agree. Dark Souls Megs is insanely good, but can't help but wonder if it was supposed to be Thunderwing. Thought that myself. Giga Twin says, Professor X is great. As much as I like Magneto's powers and design, I just don't think he's right. Crossbone says, Professor X is my role model for being a good person who likes everyone. Belucius, diet anything is crap, which begins with the C. Belucius with the win. I think Mountain Dew, regular Mountain Dew is just too sweet for me. So I do the diet stuff. I'm a pussy. Giga Twin like says, that, "Oh, go ahead."
I like that. That any sort of tat that we now discuss is just like fight me in the comments. You fucking
yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude? Yeah. Giga Twin says Professor X can actually talk to people and talk him down, and he can't talk down his brother. He can talk down his brother on rare occasion. You got to be careful with the juggernaut. Duanis Perez, that Rodimus radiates sexy energy. Dwayne Marsh says, is that the MMC Calidus version of Hot Rod? Giga Twin says, I have a comic of Brave Ray Dean. I think it's issue one. Dude, I used to have the fucking comic book, Brave Ray Dean versus the UFO. The comic book, the coloring book, shit. Crossbones Cooper, let's all be X-Men Transformers collectors. Well, I've got the one. Crossbones Cooper says, for a guy, Tekkaman Dead End is hot. Giga Twin says, wait, are you talking about when Tekkaman Blade was aired in the 90s as Techno Man, or did they re-air it recently?
And no, it was the 90s.
90s one. And Holson 85
yeah,
says,
I remember that.
A Transformers 40K crossover would be cute. Here is a Masterpiece Jinrai. God, we've talked this thing to fucking death.
I want yeah. this. I'm liking it more the more I see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's just great, but it's also way out of a price range I can afford.
Yeah, yeah. But since
we save for it,
yeah. Once we've talked it to death, so there's nothing new here. Let's move on to one of the bigger stories this week. It is Missing Link Bumblebee and Missing Link fucking Cliff Jumper.
Interesting choice. Ooh, these are yep. scrunchy figures, so articulation yeah. fit in these dudes?
Yeah. 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 Right yeah. down to the fucking wrists, man.
I'm actually kind of stoked for this, and I think this was the right choice. And the reason why is because they're so small, I expect them to still be reasonably affordable.
$40 a piece.
Motherfucker.
That's not bad at all.
No. No.
It's, I mean, fucking give it up for Cliff Jumper's Chrome Bazooka. That shit almost killed Megatron. That shit almost ended the 4 million year war in
yeah.
one shot.
Yeah. The Chrome Bazooka is pretty cool.
Given what this is, I don't think that's very much money at all.
Wait, hold on. $40 American. Oh,
I know. No. That's just kind of silly in Canadian, but like still this isn't like Masterpiece expensive. It's not.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
It's a neat idea, and I think honestly they should have, as much as Optimus, Bumblebee, Megatron, you know, Starscream are the main wave one sellers for any new launch of a wave. If you're gonna try to sell me on, hey, we're doing something new with the G1, cheaper is honestly I think a better way to go. So test the waters with the tiny, you know, the penny racers first, because that honestly would have been more like easier to choke down than like the $100 version of Optimus right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That photo of the actual toy of Super Jinrai, that makes me real happy.
It's not a bad looking toy. It's not a bad looking toy. It's just a pretty bad crazy. Fucking price.
It is. It is, but like, oh my god, it's it looks so
Jesus
so
Christ,
nice.
How many blast effects are at his feet there?
There's a lot of frickin' blast effects at his feet. His tootsies are just full of lightning.
Oh, Scott, you know what that's
almost
like.
As much as Crasher.
I do know what a tootsie full of lightning is like, because whenever the glass scrapes against itself, it causes a piezo effect.
A piezoelectric effect.
Little something that for is. The science nerds back there.
I was about to say, that's a 200 IQ play there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Honey, kick me in the foot. Watch it light up. Ping.
The only thing that could have made it more funny is if you said it caused keloid scarring.
Well, it did. A lot of it, but that's neither here nor there. That's a joke to be made later. God.
lot of furious typing that we can't hear right now. How do you spell
keloid.
This?
K-E-L-O-I-D. We got images of, I don't remember if it was, yeah, we didn't get like the full toy. This is a Transformers 40th anniversary Shizuku Hobby Leo Convoy.
An image.
Did you ever think you'd see the day whenever you're like, I'm not another fucking Leo Convoy?
Honestly,
yeah.
The black ones, you got this.
It's, I mean, this side of it, because it's like, well, when you say it, it's just like, am I going to see them on the shelves? And it's like, over here, like, once, maybe? But this is Beast Wars 2 Leo Convoy.
Yeah.
I really want Mammoth Convoy, though. The big fucking crazy bird.
Right, give
big
it
convoy, yeah.
Give it 2 years. We'll, on the shelves, we'll have a black one, a brown one, a yellow one, a blue one, a purple one, a fucking shiny black one, like an onyx one. We'll have one that has blood on the tusk, one without blood on the tusk. They're just, we'll be fucking hip deep in Mammoth toys.
Gotta have a fire guts version, and you gotta have a transparent plastic one with glitter in it.
The ghosts of Ultra Mammoth.
Dude, the fucking version of Mammoth Convoy that we got when it was Universe, Nemesis Mammoth, was amazing. It's just the black version of Mammoth Convoy. The only U.S. release for a while, until they did the Collector's Club, where they did Ultra Mammoth as the original toy.
Yeah. Yeah, and hey, the only version of the Mammoth I have is the Nemesis Prime, right? If they release the other ones, yeah, you're damn right I'm going to buy them, because I'm a fucking sucker.
I got the Sonokong Black Big Convoy.
It's not bad, but the thing is, we've had two spinoffs of the same character, and yet no official Mammoth Convoy stateside for ever.
Yeah.
Unless you imported them. So, yeah. Great, good on you, Leo Convoy. Bet you got some fans. I want the crazy shit. Give me Ultra Mammoth again. Better articulation. Give me Mammoth Convoy. Give me Break the Penguin.
Yep.
That shit would be amazing. Penguin gun in the hands of a Mammoth Transformer that already has a giant gun too big to hold that also has ears on it.
Do you think they could make that work at a core class break?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Big Convoy, do you think he'd work as a leader, maybe?
I mean, honestly, they impressed me a couple of months ago when they said, guess what? Core Class is going to have Energon Megatron with the Tiny Tank Armada Megatron as one of his accessories. Do you know how fucking crazy that is to go smaller scale for absolutely everything and retain all the functionality?
Yeah, it is. Like, I haven't gotten, like, any of the core class ones. I haven't purchased it with my own money. I've had a few that kind of worked their way into my collection. Like Energon Megatron, I'm not going to purchase that, but that doesn't mean I'm not fucking impressed by it. It's damn impressive. It's really damn impressive. It just, I'm at a point in my collection right now where my toy collection is taking up three decent sized rooms. I gotta fucking slow the hell down.
And then the hilarious thing is too, it's just like, Scott, what is your collection comprised of that's taken up so much room? And it's like, well, East Wall, West Wall, North Wall, all the Transformers, and then over here we have the knockoffs of everything He-Man. There's Castle Danglehand. That's 300% larger.
Damn, I would fucking murder an elf for a Castle Danglehand. I'm not lying to you.
I think we all would, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Speclatrons out the ass. Where the fuck are the Speclatrons? Ever since you have brought them into existence by naming them to me, I have obsessed over them at least once a day.
Look at this. Look at this. Hold on. Some dude on Cults 3D. Let's see here.
Speclatrons are basically just G2 He-Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's Japanese see. G2.
Shield Warriors of Tomorrow, Speclatron. Oh, okay, I spelled it wrong. Speclatron. Yeah. So there's a dude that's starting to make them. Deathlore Speculatron over on Cults.
Fuck.
Yeah. That baby gonna be mine. However, it's really hard because I don't know what the fuck Castle Danglehand's real name is. So, hold on here.
It's Castle Danglehand.
Castle.
I guess you'd have to Danglehand. Look up some sort of. I guess you'd have to look up Speculatron playset.
Well,
of
I don't
some sort.
See. That's the thing. I don't think it was. I actually know what it was actually called. It was the Monster Castle, right? But that wasn't for Speculatrons. The Monster Castle, it was just like a playset that, yeah, there it is, Monster Castle playset. It was just a playset, like a generic thing that you would do with any figure. It was just released all on its own from like some shitty company, right?
There it is.
There's Castle Danglehand. I will go to my grave, and I'll have my grave made it to look like one of these. Here lies Scott Mort. Shake his ghostly hand. But yeah, it was just called the Monster Castle playset.
Shit rocked out loud, dog.
Dude. It fucking does. It fucking rocks
I still
hard.
Contend. I still contend that somewhere in that figure within the Titans Returns Fortress Maximus is a reference to that thing. Because, I mean, I'm sure you can kludge a dangle hand looking base mode out of it because of the weird joints it has.
Oh, man. Moving.
But without the good skeletal proportions, will it look as good?
Going over to the chat, Crossbone says, Missing Link is killing it with that G1 Bumblebee. Perfect right down to the faceplate. Giga Twin says, Holson 85, can you imagine them making 3 Space Marine Transformers that turn into the Rhino, Razorback, and a Predator? They would just be remolds of each other. Dwayne Marsh says, I'm sure Missing Links are fine for those who want them, but I won't be getting them. Crossbone Scoopa says, I'm happy with my Legacy Leo Convoy. Holson says, Giga Twin, hell yeah. And Soundwave is a Noise Marine, Toxitron is a Death Guard, etc. Giga Twin, this Leo Convoy is just the Legacy Leo Convoy, but upgraded in some way. Not sure how it differs. Crossbones Coop said, my Toxitron is voiced by Peter Dinklage. Who is the new Toxic Avenger? Belucius says, I've got a team working on storing my collection in subspace or wherever Prime puts his rear end. That's, I can't say that, Belucius. I like you. It's in Chase's mom. There. That's where Prime puts his trailer. Chase's mom. I like Chase too, but I don't think Chase likes his mom. And Crossbone says, Castle Danglefoot. Well, we can do that too. We can have a Castle Dangle. We don't go there. And Dwayne Mars says, I have that core Galvatron. I'm putting him with my Galvatron too. There's Cults 3D to turn Galvatron into Energon Galvatron. Moving over, we have news. There is a Transformers fan stream announced for next Tuesday, May 14th. They're going to be rolling out some reveals, some pre-orders, some updates. But guess what? Guess what JT Prime said? All that stuff that was through the Space Bridge, the Straxus, the new Bumblebee, all that stuff revealed on this fan stream.
Wow, that was quick.
That was.
We're going to have a chance to see that Straxus?
That's what it's looking like. I wouldn't be surprised if it wouldn't go up for pre-order that day, too.
That is some quick turnaround, because I know when they did the last Space Bridge thing, they were like, what, 6 weeks, 2-3 months before the reveal? Because they said, we're thinking about it, and then like didn't hear about it for months.
Let me jump to this thread on the boards. So Blackhawk and Terror of Space, Q Prime. I'm just gonna go through this and see if I can find that post by JT Prime. Control F, JT. Oh no. Here it is. Expect all the stuff they showed off via the Space Bridge previews.
Cool.
JT Prime 17, who has been? Why, it's almost if he works there.
We can't say that, but just in case, to cover our bases, in case he doesn't work there, I am very thankful for whoever's dick he is sucking through their asshole to get this information.
I was telling my wife that I love her.
Why would you do that?
Well, she hasn't said it yet, but I'm sure Dewanis is going to tell Ariana that she loves her as well.
Don't give her the upper hand in the relationship.
Oh, no, Ariana, absolutely. Hey, honey, be careful. The one headlight burned out. I ordered a new headlight. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to drive with it. Okay, love you, baby. That's Johnstown. They're just happy that it's got four wheels on the fucker. But yeah, he's saying expect all the stuff like that we got through the space bridge.
Were you planning on getting all of it, Kyle? Like 100% of it?
No, just Strax. This one's a fucking pulse exclusive.
Who?
So unless Scott orders 7, I probably won't get one.
I mean, if you want me to order one for you, you know, Xavier still owes me $120 for stuff I ordered for him and then canceled and had to reorder.
Shit. That's right.
Dude,
I got to get on that.
Dude, shit, man, that stuff hasn't shipped yet. You don't have to worry about that yet. I haven't been charged.
All right, let's up the ante here. Any Pulse exclusives on this motherfucker, add them to the pile. You are now my pile of loot on BBTS.
I'm Xavier's pile of loot, apparently.
You are my BBTS now, Scott. You're my big bad toy, Scott.
What? Hold on here. Let me see here. Through the space bridge, TFW 2005. Let's see. What all was through the space bridge?
You guys hear an echo?
Yes.
They're just showing me pictures of a fucking space bridge.
Scott, what if the exclusive is the space bridge?
I mean, if they would come out with a Titan-class spanner that turned into the Marvel space bridge, I would fall to the ground and start fucking the dirt. I am not kidding. My dick would have to go in something. Plain and
That's
simple.
Like when Eminem said, fuck the earth, he wasn't kidding. He meant you.
Dude.
Sooner or later, they are going to have to come to spanner. They are.
Yeah. Just because... be damned if they make mud flapping.
I mean, here's the thing. We've got Blaster. We've got a Scrounge. We've got, now this will be the second Straxus. We have got every character from that arc. They fucking made Farrakh. Farrakh was in that comic.
Yep.
They fucking made... We've got every character except for like Boarbit and Drillhead and Weasel and fucking Crosscut. Like the Crosscut. Except for Spanner. They have come back to that comic book series with Straxus. They've come back to that a lot for a whole shitload of characters.
I imagine comic accurate Spanner's going to take a minute. He's quite sizable.
Yeah, well, like I said, he'd be Titan class.
I'm not sure he'd be, like, interesting either.
Pardon me?
Unless he has, like, two different alt modes.
Well, I know what they would do with him. He would be some kind of a base that's Space Bridge themed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it would be a base. I think he would probably have a third mode, which is that weird mangled quasi-robot mode and a proper robot mode.
Well,
I want him to turn into the circle space bridge from the cartoon on the ground.
I would definitely say yes, he has to be comic accurate. He'll be his own character. He'll be the space bridge playset. And then, like, I don't know, like Fort Max was also a triple changer. I bet they make him turn into some weird spaceship.
Yeah. Spanner in the comic books doesn't turn into a circular space bridge. He turns into a gigantic suspension bridge looking thing.
Yes.
That's kind of basic.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There used to be a gentleman on Twitter that did artwork. That he would come up with like concept art for toys. And I have it on my computer. But I can't go looking for it because there's just so much porn on my computer. Let me tell you this. I will come across a set of gigantic titties before I come across the picture of Spanner, and I can't have that going out over the internet. However, Octocura model, for example, she's a favorite of mine. Ariana and I both like her.
Mm. Is she a wholesome, down-to-earth lady that also collects Transformers?
She, you know what? She might. Octocura, out of all the porn stars that I know, Octocura model might actually collect Transformers. Octocura model might actually collect Transformers. She's got a bigger, well, she's got a bigger chest, number one, but she's got a bigger chance of collecting Transformers than anybody, any other porn model I know. I'm not even gonna chance it. But there was a gentleman. He passed away. He created a concept for Spanner that was fan fucking tastic. It was fan fucking tastic. So I would love to see a Titan class Spanner. There is a question over here. Dwayne Marsh says, I have that with Core Galvatron. Okay. Crossbones, Xavier, can you be Japanese Spider-Man in my universe?
Belush, I am an emissary from hell.
Belushius, yeah, there you go. Belushius says, Weasel, we haven't had. Giga Twin, are you calling the ultimate form the bridge not being a proper alt mode? Holson 85 says, Minicon Spanner forms the ramp for the Optimus trailer. Belushius says, or the that one who Shrapnel executes. I can't remember who Shrapnel executes. I don't think it was Weasel. Maybe. Giga Twin says, for shame, Spanner must turn into a bridge like the Golden Gate Bridge. And Crossbone says, have weaponizers for Spanner. I don't know. Parts of Spanner, maybe. But I think if you're going to turn Spanner into a weaponizer, like the shit that pulls off the bridge is going to have to be tools instead of weapons.
Well, the one thing that should be like a weaponizer transformer something or other, it has to be the sled from that one time they rocketed Spike and Bumblebee's ass through it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, test it out. See where this takes you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. Funby Studios has a space bridge. Funby Studios, by the way, is who's going to be they're going to be at TFCon Toronto this year. Wish I could get up to see them. I really do. Big fans of their work. Big fans of their work. But shit, man, shit. We're going to talk more about Funby later. I was actually hoping I could find someone to go up there and interview Funby, but it doesn't look like any of our boys are going to TFCon Toronto.
Thomas is laid up sick.
Yeah, Toronto's the... It would actually be easier for me to get to Toronto than Thomas.
I know, but yeah. He doesn't have the flash passport.
That's true, that's true. That is true. Yeah, let me see here. Maybe I can find it. I've got something open in the other window here on my other screen. So let's see here. Let's go to my clutter folder. And let's see here. Custom ideas. Ah, I found it. I found it. Believe it or fudge it not, I found it. So this is the Spanner that I was talking about. So we've got a few images here. Let's see here.
I bet. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that drawing. I bet I could probably clutch together a Titan class Spanner.
I mean,
in Blender. I could probably do it. Simple enough shapes. Yeah. I could probably make this work.
Shit, I could probably do it in Tinkercad. Quite honestly.
Yeah,
I could do it in Tinkercad. I'm fairly certain of that. I can't remember who this artist was, but he passed away. He had a ton of kick-ass stuff. But, like, this was just... Like, he had, like, stretch goals for this. And, you know, Cybertron and Earth and what have you. And, like, shelf parts. And, like, the Spanner parts. He would attach the Spanner parts to turn it into, like, the... twisted, fucked up version of Spanner that comes out of it. You know,
the alien resurrection mutant Ripley form.
Could somebody just kill me? Actually, that's what he did. He goes, just kill me, Blaster. Okay, will do. That's gonna happen.
Straxus seems to really have a problem with orange sound systems.
Yeah.
Really doesn't like them.
If you're orange,
it's kind of like his blind spot.
Yeah, if you're
he's biased orange. Towards boomboxes.
If you're orange in Straxus's universe, you're furt.
Yep.
Orange equals furt. I can't.
That's the show title.
Orange equals furt. Yep.
F-A-F-R-K-D, or apostrophe D. There you go.
Yeah, there
if
it is.
If you are a sound system or a yellow wheel, then Straxus don't like you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Let's see here.
Damn yellers on my Cybertronian property.
Transformers, more than meets the hearts of steel. Let's see if we can find that issue. I've got a question. No, let's hit the pop-up blocker. I want to say it was issue 13. Might be 13, it might be 17. Let's see here. Let's check out issue 13. Nope. Let's try 17. 17. There it is. There it is, the smelting pool. So there. Yeah, there we go. So Bob Budiansky.
Oh, those are cool looking ships.
That one of those is Farrakh. Right there. There is nowhere you can hide from the firepower of Farrakh.
Those ships, though, those vessels with the those things. That's an interesting looking design.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this entire issue was filled with really cool designs. So, you know, you have the harvester robot that scoops up all the dead Transformers to throw them into the smelting pool. You have the it's just incredible.
Those harvesters are aesthetically quite similar to Spanner.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there's
that damn yellow wheel.
Yeah. There's Weasel. A beaker of fuel scrounge, please. And then, yeah, Scrounge gets caught by shrapnel. There's the smelting pool. Where's my fucking smelting pool playset? That's what I want.
It's coming.
I bet.
You know what would be great is if you did the old He-Man gimmick and you could fill it with, like, smelting pool orange ooze.
Here's the thing. I stared at this image of the smelting pool as a kid. And Belucius, I see you down there. Best issue ever. This and the next one? Fuck yes. I agree. Marvel Transformers does not get better than this. I stared at this forever. I fucking loved this page. This was a solid one page of the smelting pool. And I always wondered, this orange dude up here, is that just a sentry? Is that a robot? Is that another Transformer? Or is that just like a gun tower thing? Right, it's a tower, but no one can fit in it. Look at the size of this dude standing right here.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe one of these dudes could fit in it. But then it's like got like a one eye thing. So maybe it's a shockwave dude with little gimp arms. Like his mother took thalidomide or something. Let's see here. There's
it kind of reminds me of like a Micromaster guard post.
Yeah, see, right here. Oh, there it is. It's I'll short circuit that laser sentinel tower with my... see, if I would have just stopped staring, I hadn't read the comic, and I could have figured it out.
So it is a tower. It is a tower thing, but it's like also automated.
Okay, yeah. So everything on Cybertron turns into something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Such a goddamn good issue. Such a goddamn good issue.
This was the time. This was also my introduction. This particular comic was also my introduction to Blaster with a weird face mask.
Yeah, yeah. Morose Blaster, too. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that was a great image, too. That was a great fucking image, too. I kept waiting for them to make a Crosscut toy, and it never happened.
I remember this guy blowing up. I can't remember his name, but he blew up.
Crosscut.
That Decepticon.
But Lord Saxus, the body of Crosscut seems to be lying in pieces. You dare question my orders, soldier? Go! Ha-ha. Bonk.
just a slight bonk, too. Just bonk.
Bonk. Well, you don't want to injure him. You just want
I just love this the face design of Straxus. No bottom jaw, just like a weird stylistic skull, upper part of a skull like mask a thing with a cowl.
Fucking BDSM domino mask. He's gonna whip
your ass. He's got like a weird. Yeah, skull like face, but with like a cobra hood or something.
And see, like, okay,
kids will love it.
Here's another image. See, I know that's a building. You know that's a building. That could be a stormtrooper Darth Vader robot there.
Looks like a melted space marine helmet.
Yeah, yeah. God damn. Just.
But also, if you, I hope you can find it. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Mode.
Yeah.
That's the first. You know, space gun mode in Transformers.
On the 14th, if they do not show Straxus, if he turns into a tank, I'm going to say fuck. Because this is what Straxus needs to fucking turn into.
Yes. And I can see that getting retooled from a Galvatron. That could work if it was extensive enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could.
Absolutely.
He needs to be Cybertronian Jim.
Poor fucking Spanner.
Look at him.
Jesus, man. Hey, expect it, mothers. Don't do heroin. I mean,
why does his face happy mother's like day. He looks like an unhappy Commandron.
He is. That's exactly what he is.
He's one of the Commandrons.
It'll say it right on the box. Spanner. Unhappy Commandron.
They all had that sort of weird flat face with a sticker for, you know, and yeah, he kind of looks like that a little bit.
I like how you can tell like these dudes were tired by the end of the comic book. The guy's actually drawing this because they're fucking... You know, why did you make Straxus look like a Cabbage Patch Kid? Fuck it, I'm done.
He looks like a half-generated AI image of Straxus.
Yeah.
These dudes go to art school. They have big dreams of joining Marvel. They love Stan Lee's work with stuff. It was like, I'm going to draw superheroes. And then they get hired on as like, can you draw robots? And it was like, for like Iron Man? Sure. And then it's just like, it's not Iron Man.
It does have some iron, man. But fucking there's Strax, it's just nothing left but his fucking domino mask. God damn. God damn.
He continued to be a thing after he died though.
He did. It was just his fucking head floating in a big old jar. And
yeah, but didn't he like make an evil a double evil clone of Megatron?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had his personality.
Yeah.
You can't call him an evil clone of Megatron if Megatron's already evil.
Yeah, here, Dwayne Marsh is giving us some advice. The problem with getting sidetracked is that the reason you started that task can so easily get forgotten more than once. Yeah, we were talking about the fan stream. Giga Twin says, we must have a transformer that can be used as a battleground or that can simulate a traffic jam with just load that bridge full of cars and trucks. Belusia says, I wasn't Weasel. I don't think he was named. Yeah, I didn't see a name there either. Holson said, oh, Spanner can be in a versus two pack with a boat former. Too soon? I see what you did there. No, not at all. Giga Twin, using Canadian Airlines to fly from one province to another in Canada is ridiculously inexcusably expensive. It's cheaper to fly to Mexico than it is to fly from here to Ontario. I said that Mexican. Giga Twin says, Holson, that's perfect. We can get a Legacy Energon Chromia to go with the Spanner. Belusha says, and I agree with him, best issue ever. Fucking horrifying. Giga Twin says, wait, was that Chromia from Cybertron? I want to say it was Thunder Blast, wasn't it? Yeah. And yeah. Holson 85, she was the boat. You can make your own smelting pool with a big container and acetone. No. The fumes, man.
Facts.
Crossbone says, I so want a Legacy Scrounge because I never got the Scout one that came with Computron. Computron was worth it. Dwayne Marsh says, 18 is the first time Warpath was an H-Tank. And Crossbone says, is Cosmos dead in that panel? No. And Belucius says, my mistake, wrong issue, same characters. No worries, Belucius. No worries at all. Our last little bit of news for the night. We've got some reveals. I was worried Earthspark was dead. Apparently it's not. We are getting a warrior class hashtag. She doesn't turn into the surveillance van. She turns into like the Jeep the mother, Mrs. Malto, drives, but just in purple. Yeah. So, okay. Okay. That's fun. We're getting hashtag. That's great. But then they're also doing evil Twitch, known as Spitfire. And then there's an evil Thrash as well that I think is called Aftermath. But I couldn't find any pictures of Aftermath.
Interesting. So is this like teasing that, you know, they might do some rescans in the show?
I mean, I was thinking it might be a Shattered Glass type of thing, or it might be that the characters Twitch and Thrash are infused with Dark Energon and Go Evil.
Any number of reasons.
Yeah. It could be all new characters. Okay, OBS Studio got disconnected.
How far back?
We got reconnected, so we're good. We are good.
Never mind.
Okay. Fingers crossed. Right. The stream is still going. It says that we are. Excellent connection. There could be a plethora of reasons for this. Giga Twin says we're still online. So don't know what was going on there. And Dwayne Marsh says at least we're getting a regular size hashtag, not just that finger thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Belusha says, I haven't watched Earthspark, but hashtag looks all right. Shitty name, though. You know what? A lot of people kind of...
It's a pretty good name
for
what she is.
Yeah, she's like
a Twitter kid.
Yeah, she's a hacker. A lot of people shit on Earthspark. And, you know, and of course, like the Republicans around here, they love to shit on Earthspark because, you know, 7 months after the fact, Fox News got a hold of, well, one of the characters is they, them. Yeah, we fucking knew that for 7 months, Fox News. And then all of a sudden people are going like, oh, they're after our kids and they want our kids to be gay. No, we don't want your kids to be gay. We want We want you to turn gay.
Hold on. They want you to finally admit you're gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find cringe about that is that like we've already had these types of characters in Transformers for years.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Yeah. We have.
They were in a cartoon.
Huge bitch.
Yeah.
Look, it's a slow news day, guys.
Look.
It'll be another like year and a half before we start supporting war.
A couple of politicians did something embarrassing, so let's pick on the children's cartoon. Look, this is all shit. This is all shit that they do to keep us away from the real news. I guarantee you, if aliens attacked the U.S. government tomorrow in some military base in Nevada, the fucking Klingons attack, and it turns out like Biden has been a fucking reptilian clone this entire time. Yeah. If that actually happens, I guarantee the fucking news the next day, Strawberry Shortcake, a lesbian? We're going to find out. On the days that they start going like, yeah, well, this Transformer uses they, them pronouns. That's not news. That's a distraction. Nope. Any fucking magician will tell you that. shit on the days that I worry the most are the days that some guy goes, well, you see, this robot owl decides that it doesn't want to fuck men or women. Then those are the days to look the fuck out. Because maybe that missile that was going towards Hawaii wasn't fake after all.
Making up problems. Not sure if the world is in trouble or if everything is okay.
Yeah. Look, we all know the world is round. Okay? It's not flat.
Yep.
But the day Biden comes out or Trump comes out and says, the world is round, I'm starting to get worried.
Flat earthers unite around the globe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I saw this thing the other day where the fucking flat earthers now think that we live on a flat part of a giant ice ball that's circular and floating in space. So they've gone all the way around to the world is round again.
So, in other words, a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, a planet. Fucking...
Well, at worst, an obliate spheroid.
There was another one, too. Like, there was another one, another flat earth thing called the Super Earth. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, that was that map that had fucking Atlantis. And
the idea is that like the equidistant projection map, the one that the UN uses, is the actual real map of the Earth. But and you know Antarctica is this ice wall, but on the other side of the ice wall is actually the rest of the Earth, and that's where all of the weird mythological creatures come from.
Okay.
Yeah, like unicorns and fairies and all that stuff comes from outside that, and what we think of as the Earth is actually just inside of a crater.
Boy, I can't wait for this Final Fantasy DLC to finally.
Yeah,
it's a very roundabout way to believe in planets again.
God damn it! Google is not giving me the flat Earth map that I'm looking for. Time to go to Bing. Flat.
It's like this is just globe Earth with extra steps.
Bing is desperate for your clicks.
Yeah,
that is the equidistant projection. The azimuthal equidistant projection.
I've tried not to get political today.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently,
is flat earth political? I don't think that it is.
No. It's just that everything you said about Transformers. We're in the middle of a fucking media circus over fucking Donald Trump to the point where a porn star has taken the stand.
Dude.
Which is why I question, are we in a sitcom?
Porn star would have taken the stand at my trial. That would have been
all
great.
All the shit going on everywhere. When the fuck was the last time anybody heard about Ukraine?
Yeah! Thank you!
It's still happening!
Here we go. I have found the map that I was looking for. So, let's zoom in on this. See this little section right here? Right there. Control +++++. Look at that. That's where
we
live.
That's the crater.
Right. That's where we live.
And then the rest of it is just the actual Earth. Super Earth.
Then we have Aten, Geminia, Pitata, the Antian Ocean, Atum, the Ocean of Mu, the Neptunian Ocean, and then beyond that, this is the Mountain King that circles them. And then beyond that, Atlantis and Lemuria, the Formosa Ultimatum, the Telekinesia, the Isles of Anubis and Isis and Osiris. There's Nemo down here, Magellan's Islands, and then
yeah, the guy that made this up really likes Egyptian sounding names.
The fucking and then beyond that, the walls of Asgard, the scorched wastes, the frozen wastes, and the abyssal ocean. Who the fuck made this map?
But where's Waldo?
I think the guy who made this map is probably a fan of Elder Scrolls.
This dude did a lot of ayahuasca and thought he was remote viewing. going over to the chat. Going over the chat. At least we're getting a regular size hashtag and not just that finger thing. Agreed. I was worried we wouldn't get that fifth Terran. There was a slight hiccup a few minutes ago. Maybe that was it. Figured it was a connection delay. Dwayne Marsh says, I'll take this alternative switch. Belusha says, balls to politics and all involved. Crossbone says, Scott, I'm Republican. You still love me, don't you? Buddy. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, somebody who has rung the doorbell for some strange reason. I don't know who that is. I don't care about any of that, man. You're a human.
What about Brony?
Now you're getting into some territory. You're a human being. As far as I know, you're a good and decent human being. And man, I love you, bud. I love you. I don't care. I've got friends that are like staunch Republicans. I love them. They're my friends. I got friends that are sickening Democrats. I love them. Myself, I consider myself a libertarian because I just want to be left the fuck alone. I hope that you guys love me back. And Scott, yeah, that's just the way it is. Yes.
Can you accept me for my love of Transformers Animated?
Absolutely I can. You're a human. You're worthy of that love. You're worthy of that respect. And just because you're wrong.
can you accept the fact that I've left my entire Transformers Animated collection, which is the entire thing, even the exclusives from Japan, in my will to you?
You know what? I've left if I don't have any kids and Ariana and I are both gone, it's actually Xavier that gets my collection.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Xavier is actually.
Those animated figures are pretty good, yeah, though.
Xavier gets my collection, but it's actually in the will that he's to split it up equally amongst all you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be like those Hanna-Barbera cartoons. One for you, one for me. Yeah. Two for you, and one, two for me.
Yeah.
Three for you, and one, two, three for me.
Giga Twin says, look, Kronos USA had to cover up another battle with the Guyver units that resulted in a town vanishing and keeping it out of the news cycle. People might start asking questions if they don't. Giga Twin says, praise Lord Arkenfowl. Holson asks, on the map, where is Skull Island? Dwayne, Transformers has been political, and we are in a badly written comic book with an orange villain. Giga Twin says, Waldo is having dinner with his wife, Carmen San Diego. They never find each other, though. Crossbones Cooper goes, I love you guys, too. Belusha says, parts formers for Biden. Dwayne Marsh says, there is a thing about brainworms, and not all Republicans are the bad guys, just like not all Democrats are the bad guys. I think I got to agree like that. There's a couple fuckers on every side that ruin it for everybody else. And I think most of us, if we actually sit down and talk about what we believe in, this is the last thing I'm going to say about politics. I would be really curious to see how an election would go if people weren't allowed to put an R or D by their name.
Huh.
So,
you're not
Joe Biden?
Well, no, you're not allowed to say if you're Republican or Democrat. You're not allowed to say what your political party is. I'd be really curious if it was just on the issues and not that party. I'm really curious to see how it would go.
Trump.
You know that in this country, like in the 90s, it was actually socially unacceptable to talk about that sort of thing with anyone.
No.
And in Japan, it still is. Politics is just not something that you talk about.
Yeah. We got there, though. That's okay. We talk about a lot of stuff that we don't normally talk about socially on this show. I don't know if you've noticed.
I think the Ambien you mixed in with your codeine's finally kicking in.
I did take a big belt of this Plastruck plastic well. Crossbone Super says, I just want Crypticon. Dwayne Marsh says, we need a Cybertron Crypticon. Moving on to a looky what I found. If and you guys don't mind, I'd like to go first here. Funbee Studios made an amazing 3D printable file for fans of the Skybound comic series. Spoilers, if you don't want to be spoiled, maybe skip ahead a minute and a half. Wheeljack gets repaired, but not all of them. They're only able to bring his torso back, so he has a set of treads. And fucking Funbee made the fucking treads for Wheeljack.
Well, shit.
Oh, he got bisected.
Yeah. Well, no, there's just not enough. There's not enough energy and no, spare parts like and times. Yeah, it's like a wheelchair, but for your legs. Wait. But
you mean like a wheelchair?
Yeah, like a wheelchair, yeah. But for your legs.
You heard me.
Yeah, I'm standing by it. But I fucking love this. I fucking love this. Holson, do you have a liquid I found? I sure do, Scott. Thank you for noticing. Holson sent us over this. Ocean friend, always wet. No survivors. I did see a thing over there where it was sent you a lookie in the Facebook chat. Belucius, I got to say this. I'm seeing Belucius over here. He says, I did the biggest shit of my career yesterday. I honestly thought I'd need to go to the hospital and have it cut out. It's nice to share. Fucking hell, Belucius. I love you, man. I fucking love you. I want pictures. Did you take pictures? Man, I want to post that shit, literally, up on the wall. Like, I'll put it up on the Facebook. You send me a picture of your poop, I will put it up on the Good Morning Cybertron Facebook wall. And just with the thing, Belucius just took a shit that would make Beethoven proud. That was an incredible movement. Xavier, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
It's something I already shared in the Facebook chat.
Yes.
Yeah, spun off from last week's convo about the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Transformers crossover figs. A Gentil YouTube mentioned something about, well, he's a fellow toy reviewer on YouTube, and he mentioned something about, you know what, these are cool, but what would have been really cool is the original toy catalog version of the original Transforming Party Wagon. And I had no idea what he was talking about, but he had images to back it up. And it's just basically the original party wagon if it was a Transformer.
G1 party wagon.
With no elbows and metalhead's head.
Yeah.
And it's just that. And there you go. There's Donatello riding in it. And it's the best thing ever.
Elbows, knees, don't fucking need them.
Nope.
So is this thing, like, this thing is to scale with, like, original Ninja Turtles toys?
Oh, yeah. It's the original party wagon size.
So that means this thing is kind of huge.
Yeah.
Like this is big.
Man.
So this was just cool, and I was like, oh my god, I would fucking love if anybody could make this nowadays. And I thought of you, Thomas, but I was like, oh yeah, he's shattered right now. Then I thought of Scott, and I was like, no, he's shattered too.
Oh, I've been coming up with all kinds of ideas on this show right now.
Dude, I'll tell you what, fucking between me and Thomas, we might have enough parts for like 3/4 of a working human being.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And just for funsies, Scott, the Saint Turtles are also in that chat.
Oh, yes, they are. I saw that.
Print the rest of it.
Saint Turtles. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the Turtle Saint, yeah.
Thomas, do you have a looky what I found?
No.
That's okay. How about you, Kyle?
I don't have very good images of it, but I'll go ahead and...
Please share them.
The chat. I looked into it. As people should know now, I am the G.I. Joe guy on this podcast.
What?
Who only buys G.I. Joe now or some shit. Fans hobby, known Transformer IP, third-party Transformer maker, is going to make G.I. Joe vehicles now.
About fucking time. Well, about fucking cool. Time.
So we're getting a classified scale... Skyhawk is going to be the first one.
I have got, besides the G.I. Joe Transformers, besides Bumblebee and Megatron, I have got one G.I. Joe. I've got Zorana. I've got the 6-inch Zorana, just because I know Barry would want his wife back. But Barry ain't getting his wife back.
My wife!
Your wife is destroyed.
When I was a kid, I actually had the Defiant.
Ooh.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or just like the shuttle and the complex that goes around it?
Yep.
I saw whenever I was a kid, Walmart in Lavelle, Maryland, they had 5 USS flags. They weren't even in the toy department. Like, these fuckers were so big, they had them at the front of the store at the end of the aisles. So I don't know, just because they were so big they wouldn't fit in the toys, or they just wanted the cashiers to keep an eye on them, because nothing says being able to be stolen like a fucking 7-foot table shaped like a battle carrier.
Yeah.
Dude, I adored the flag so much for years, and I was like, I wonder if there's any chance it'll ever be made. And during that time, I found out, I was just like, maybe if I stick with the G.I. Joe side of things long enough, it'll finally, you know, materialize. It never did, of course, but the one thing that came close was like a San Diego Comic-Con version of the Helicarrier, which was like 3 inches longer than the original store release. And that was like the thing I used for my like USS flag for a while, was that San Diego Comic-Con exclusive extended Helicarrier.
So let's see here.
I had the chance when I went to one of the times, I can't remember which time it was, but I think it
90.
When I went to the collector con that I occasionally attend, I had a chance to see a flag, like the USS flag. I had no idea it was that big.
Okay,
yeah.
So the flag was around 90 inches, correct? So let me do some math here. So let's see here. I need to get into paint because I need.
Out. Market.
So let's see here. Pencil.
It was
so 3.75 over 90, and then 6. So it would be 90 times 6 divided by 3.75. So we're going to go back to the calculator here. 90 what times 6
is this order of operations?
Trust me. Yeah. Trust me. I'm trying to figure out. Trying to figure out how much. So it'd be 90 times 6. Hold on here. 90 times 6. And that's going to equal 540. Divide that shit up by 3.75. Well, okay. 540 divided by 3.75. That's going to equal 144. Divide that by 12. Meaning that a classified sized. A fucking classified sized. USS flag will be 12 feet long.
Okay, now here's the deal, though. The original USS flag was too short.
So if this is going to be 12 feet long, that's the size of a small aluminum boat.
The flag is the Unicron of G.I. Joe.
But this thing would be so big that it could actually be an actual functioning boat.
Yeah, just go buy a fucking kayak. Go buy a kayak at Dick's Sporting Goods and start throwing your G.I. Joes all over it.
Oh, 12 feet is substantially bigger than a kayak. This is like a small Lund fishing boat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking this mess from a canoe.
Oh, my God. Giga Twin. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. That's all 4 of us. Giga Twin says, let's see here. You kidding? I saw Waldo walk into a restaurant with Carmen Sandiego in broad daylight. You know, they know where each other are at. I unfortunately didn't have a camera at the time, and I was absolutely stunned at the sight. Belush is still talking about his massive fecal movement. Said, it took 3 flushes and some bleach, but sadly I neither documented the event nor retained the subject. Well, damn, man. Holson 85, G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle. The other half is violence. Crossbones said, Kyle, do you have Super 7 reaction G.I. Joes? I have a comic book, Blue Firefly and Baroness in the Black Cobra suit and Red Ninja. Kyle, do you have any of those Super 7 boys?
No, I don't do Super 7.
Oh.
They are supposed to start doing O-ring ones this year, so I'll probably buy those.
Fair enough. Dwayne Marsh says, I saw the flag in a store called Hills way back in the day. Buddy, Hills was one of my mom's favorite department stores. There was a Hills in Cumberland, Maryland, and another one here in Johnstown. In fact, the one in Johnstown is now an Ollie's, so it's kind of the same, but way different. Koopa says, I got G.I. Joe Mad Marauders Barbecue. Do you have him, Kyle?
I had him in my pile of loot at Big Bad Toy Store, and then, like, canceled them.
Ooh.
And I actually used the store credit today to buy a Retro Scarlet.
There, well, that's good. There you go. And Belusha says, it just dawned on me that you weren't still discussing my turd. Well, no. No, we've got a chat going on here in the background that you can't see. Look, Belushius, I don't want you to be embarrassed or ashamed of this, but I am going to tell you. Kyle has convinced us all that Thomas and I need to 3D model what we believe your turd looked like, and we're going to sell it for $17 on Cult's 3D. Dwayne says, our hills was in Saybrook, Ohio. And Crossbones Koopa says, your cobra name is Stink Pants. Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. I got a big, fat, zero, zilch, Nemo, nothing this week. Kyle, how about you, buddy? Zero.
Nothing.
Oh, man. Xavier?
I did. I actually pleasantly surprised some of the Beast Wars stuff that I had forgotten about for a couple of months was at my Walmart. So I got Voyager, Optimus, Beast Machine, you know, Rise of the Beast version of him, and Beast Machines, Rise of the Beast version of Optimus Primal. And while I was there, I picked up the Legacy version of Animated Optimus.
Right on, right on. Thomas, my buddy, my friend, my pal, my Canadian maple smelling compadre. Any reinforcements this week?
I found the Sunstreaker, the concept art Sunstreaker at GameStop today.
Ooh. He's a fun little yellow fucker, isn't he?
I haven't taken him out of the package yet. I've got him right here. Oh, and also, I also got the Flame Toys RC model.
Oh,
nice.
I
had ordered it, like, ages ago and completely forgot about it.
You know, I'm having that trouble, too. I still have the my JAXA Optimus Prime still in box. It's still sitting down here. I haven't transformed him at all.
Mm.
No, nothing. So I have the same problem. You boys got any big plans for this week?
I am going to clean house, figuratively and literally.
Ooh, shit. You're getting rid of some friends. It was nice knowing you, buddy.
I know, but fucking I need my nut, y'all. If I don't get my nut, I can't do this shit.
Your nut. You gotta get your nut.
Gotta get my nut.
Fucking nut, man. Man, oh, you just wait until these stitches are out. I am going to pound so hard that she's gonna shit out a pearl. It's just...
Now that's exactly what I'm talking
there
about.
There you go. There you go.
Because that is a fucking nut.
I'm in so much pain right now. I am in a lot of pain, but I am healing.
Scott, you should probably just insert the codeine directly into your open wound.
I don't know why I haven't just ground it up and rubbed it. I fucking rubbed it on the stitches. There you go.
That like a shaman medicine, man. This is from the earth. It will do wonders.
So let's see here. We've offended the Republicans today. We've offended the Democrats. Native Americans, probably the English, but I don't really remember. I vaguely remember the English. Transgender people, we offended them. Straight people,
yes,
we offended straight people as well. Remember, we're not trying to turn your kids gay. We're trying to turn you gay.
He-Man collectors, G.I. Joe collectors, okay. Marvel collectors, Transformers fandom, just in general. We hurt that every time we do show.
All you got to do is eat one hot dog. You know what I mean. Be gay.
Yeah.
Be gay. Ariana, tell these people to be gay.
You be gay first.
See, right there. Like I said, they're after us. They're after us.
Ooh. I pull an Uno reverse on you be gay, then, Ariana. I'm going to say you be yag.
Oh, Xavier is pulling an Uno reverse. You be gay.
1 minute.
Yeah, she said, first of all, catch up. The first person she dated was a woman.
Well, I don't know that. You don't talk about yourself unless it's through Scott's headset.
Yeah, he goes, well, we don't know that. You don't talk about yourself unless it's through Scott's headset. And she just shrugged. Fuck you, buddy. Yeah, Oh my god. I love this episode. And Dwayne Marsh says, I'm offended. See you next week. Dwayne, I would like to make that the title of the show. I'm offended. See you next week. So that we're making that the title of the show, Dwayne. I'm offended. See you next week. That's there it is.
Succinct.
I'm offended. See you next week.
That's a nice ring to
it. Yeah, it does. It really does, man. That's a great fucking name. I'm looking at that going like, fucking hell, that's Good Morning Cybertron to a T right there. That's what we should have named the show. Like, not the title of the show, like the all over show. We should just trash Good Morning Cybertron and call it I'm Offended. See you next week.
Next week. Shit. Volume 1 of Good Morning Cybertron officially ends here.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit. Season 1. 789 episodes.
I feel like this is at least season 2. You had a little break when fucking Popa scared the shit out of everyone.
A little bit.
Well, we can call that the mid-season cliffhanger.
Yeah. Copa, mid-season. God damn it. I love the hell out of you, man.
It was 300 episodes.
Do you remember? We're gonna do more Tales of Scotimus Prime. That man was obsessed with seasons on his YouTube channel. It was like, okay, we're gonna do 3 episodes. That's season 1, and then the second episode will be season 2, and then we're gonna do a half. We're just gonna do a whole bunch of intros, and I'm going to steal those intros from the opening of Cybertron, and then that'll be season 4.
One episode is a season.
I do remember when we had, was it Silver Moon Raccoon that was on? He was asked who was the big bad you guys weren't allowed to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
You, Scott, you made me do all the talking on that episode.
Yeah, yeah.
The explanation.
And here's the thing. I don't think people thought I was talking about Scotimus Prime, because there's somebody out there that kind of made us their big bad. You know? And it was just like, whatever.
But if you remember anything about like that one nightmarish episode of Scotimus wanting to be on, he tried to take over, and he tried, because we were not going to deal with them. First of all, we said, Max, you deal with them, and you deal with them in a separate chat that's not the Good Morning Cybertron chat. We are not letting him in our chat. Number two, just humor him, and then we'll shoot you notes later. And then one of the things when Max finally got back to us was he said, Scotimus was talking about doing seasons. And that's where that detail just rings so clear to me, because I remember that. He said, Scotimus wanted to do seasons where it's like, at that point in Good Morning Cybertron's history, we had already done 6 years worth of content, but it was only about 200 or 300 episodes at that point.
Right. And
you are now on season 3. And Max was like, what are you talking about? And Scotimus laid out the math. 100 episodes equals one season. You're in episode 278. So now you're on season 3. So you need to title this episode Scotimus's special episode, season 3, episode 78. And Max said, I am not doing that, number one, because I don't title the episodes. Number two, we've never done seasons. It's always just the episode number. Scotimus pitched him out. And Max said, I'm not talking to him anymore.
Oh, my God. And he was like trying to blackmail me. He was trying to blackmail Scotimus. I think he tried to blackmail the guys from Radio Free Cybertron.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he fought everybody. And like when we said you can't be on the show anymore, and if you want to talk to us, do it in the separate chat we set up specifically for you to not interfere and pollute our own chat. He was just like, I'm fucking suing you. We had a contract. There was no contract. We had no idea what he was.
Yeah. Scotimus was a force of nature. Scotimus was not a person. Scotimus was not a mortal man. He was a force of nature.
He just wasn't Are we sure he just wasn't mentally ill?
He was.
He was, but he also was getting, and it true to, you know, form, it was partially our fault because at the time, one of the regular cast members was Greg for Mercy, who was egging him on constantly going, you know, I'm going to fuck your mom, right? I'm talking to her right now about your bad behavior, and I'm getting in there.
That was actually the first start of the rift between that side of the group and the other side of the group. Because, yeah, it was a thing where I kind of made fun of Scott, but then it became a thing about his mental issues. And I didn't tread into that, but, I mean, it was starting to get vicious. I'm not going to sit here and play fucking Angel Halo Head Scott, but, I mean, it was getting to a point of, okay, let's fucking stop this, because this is a person with, like, real fucking problems. And, you know, this is a person that, you know, it's obvious needs help. And it was just like, fuck. Olson says Scottimus was our Yoko.
I will take a single plum in a pool of perfume in a man's hat.
Oh, now, thankfully, what we have here, Wilford joined the cast, and Wilford is just a lovely little orange boy, aren't you, buddy? Yes, you are.
Well, I'm Scott, in the words of a wise woman, I'm fucking disgusted. See you next week.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let's finish up these. Let's finish up these chats. Let's see here. Belucius is going to need 50% of the money that we make from his 3D printed turds. Crossbones says G.I. Joe name is Airtight. Dwayne Marsh says I have to stop going on the internet. So I just bought another Boulder Crash for customizing. Dude, I just bought another Earthrise Trailbreaker because I can't repair mine. Let me show you this real quick, Dwayne. My fucking... Right there is where my Trailbreaker broke. He dropped, and it is just... It's a bad design. That mushroom peg is on the fucking thinnest sheet of plastic possible. And I just cannot repair it. It's sad.
Stunning.
It is sad. Damn. It is really, really sad. And it was like, I dropped it a minute after I got the new head on him, too.
So, yeah.
That's what you get for trying to customize on Ambien.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can disconnect that head and transplant it to a new figure at some point.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's supposed to be... My new one's supposed to be here Saturday, so I...
Well, you already got it. Oh, good.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for it?
25.
Where the fuck did you find him for $25?
eBay. Got him for $25. The price of them has gone down to like $25 or $30. You know, I did use Make an Offer. So... But the price of them has gone down because everybody got them in the 5-pack. Belusha says, Airtight was the only G.I. Joe figure I had. They were called Action Force here. Crossbone says, side note, do you people buy Legos that have not been opened? I don't buy Legos that have been opened, not opened, or anything of the sort.
Chase were here, he would say yes.
Yeah. Crossbones Koopa says, I had Airtight as a kid. I like that he is a biohazard guy. Holson says, good title, Dwayne. Yeah, Dwayne, excellent title. And Dwayne gives us a big old thank you back. Put a sad Koopa face on the cover, Scott. Maybe I will. Crossbones also said, I still think Scottimus Prime faked his death for some reason. Sadly, no. Scott did pass away. I ain't going to wish that on anybody. A lot of people said it was COVID. A lot of people said it was a heart attack from his diet. The fact of the matter is, and I have it on very good authority, that Scott died of an enlarged heart. So it...
You said gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
But no, gypsy Scott woman. Kicked a gypsy woman, and that's what started.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Volusia says, let's play What Would Your Rock Lord's Name Be? Actually, that's a terrible idea. Crossbones said, Crossbone Scoop was on GMC a good times. I was a good guest, played by the rules. You did indeed. Belusha says, someone give us a song. Holson says, Scottimus was our Yoko. Belusha says, stay for Kitty. There's four more of them around here. Wow.
They form a Ninja Turtles quartet.
Yeah, Dwayne Marsh says, wow, that's thin. I assume you mean Trailbreaker's arm and not the kitty. Holson said, I've seen a few movies called Airtight. Not related to G.I. Joe, though. Yeah, you know what? It is Santa Fe, the porn star. Giggity. Crossbones Koopa said, kitty power. I want to thank everybody for joining this week. God damn, this was a fun one. Big thank you going out to Crossbones, Holson, Dwayne Marsh, Belucius, who said, just told me, you get old, pussy. Yeah. I heard a great line the other week. Son, put down the gun. There's too much pussy in this world to end yourself. Duanis, yeah, Duanis Perez, thank you for being here. Giga Twin, thank you so very much for being here as well. I believe I said Dwayne Marsh before. In case I didn't, there it is again. I don't think Wolf 1701 was with us tonight, but however, you know what? Check out Duanis' channel. Check out Crossbones' channel. Check out Teftef's channel. Ugly Wretch, Belucius' good buddy, Ugly Wretch. Check out their channel. My God, every other Saturday they do a live stream that's like 10 times better than the shit we're pulling off here. Let me tell you, I jump into that chat like a fucking heroin fiend every time I see that they're on. And I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening on the replay. I got the COVID. gentlemen, thank you for being here. This show would just be a fucking fat idiot talking to himself if it wasn't for you three. I love our hangouts every single fucking week.
Now it's four fat idiots.
Now it's four fat idiots. Kyle's got the spirit of GMC, baby.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. We don't know that for sure. Thomas, have you lost weight?
Yes.
I have.
All right.
I got onto a fucking diet because I went to the doctor and they went, you're fatter than Boogie 2988, and said, I fucking need to lose weight.
Since breaking my wrist, I have done 5 72-hour fasts.
Wow. So we'll say three fat idiots and one svelte Canadian.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Like,
I
ribs,
wouldn't exactly call me that.
Ribs sticking out, eyes like wide, mouth drooling.
Caligari looking motherfucker.
head rolled back, and all you hear is the incessant, insane whispers of, do you want to know about bilge pump system and sharks?
Bilge pumps.
That is an important thing to know. Gentlemen, say good night.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga? Cowabunga. 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 I guess that's appropriate for the turtle stuff. Cowabunga, dude. Gnarly.
Y'all.
Belusha says, by the way, Dwayne says, I'm rather hefty. Belusha says, love you guys. Good night. Good night, all of you. Love you guys, too. Love you guys, too. Night, everybody. Woo! Wiener.